96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segments courtesy of the Opie Chicken House today. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 29th day of the month of March, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Gene Graber and Dee Schwinn to preview the Emporia Friends of the Library Spring Book Sale, which is not that far away. Dee, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
Outstanding. Gene, how are you today?
I'm great, too. Thank you.
Hey, we're glad to have you in, and we're glad to be highlighting the Friends of the Library's latest book sale. And it's not a flash sale, which has started to become more of a regular occurrence here for the Friends of the Library. When is the official spring book sale coming up here, Dee?
It's coming up April 5th through the 10th. We're trying something new this year, or this spring. We wanted to give our members a little bit more time to browse the books and pick out their choices. And so we're going to start on Friday and go from 4 to 7. And that'll be friends only on that Friday. And then Saturday morning, and then from 9 until 5, we'll be doing open to the general public. Sunday will be 1 to 5. Monday will be 9 to 7. Some people wanted some evening hours, so we're going to add that on a couple of days. Tuesday will be 9 to 7, and Wednesday will be 9 to 5.
Okay. I'm assuming here with this change and having kind of the friends-only opening day, as opposed to just like maybe the opening part of the day here, Dee, that you've clearly seen the need to maybe get some friends or the friends, current members, and even some that sign up right away. They're looking for a little bit extra time to do some browsing.
Right. Before they had an hour, and that we felt it was kind of chaotic and they weren't getting the opportunity that their membership should allow them. And so, yes, and if people want to come at 4 o'clock on Friday, we'll be glad to take their membership and they can go on in and shop. And if we gain new members on Friday, they're going to get a free book.
All right, so that's a week from today that Dee is talking
that's
about.
That's correct.
Well, what kind of Gene selection are we looking at? Things pretty well stocked for the spring sale?
Things are absolutely stocked. Yes, they are. We still have a lot of romance. I think sometime back here we had a special sale. We were highlighting romance books because we had so many. We probably need to do that again. We have a lot of romance books. We have a special section for romance. We have kids section. We have a Western book section. We also have a music book section. And this time we also have a little section with car and train books, which I'll have to get in there and see what the train books look like. Yeah. Might be interested in that. But we just have like here again, we just have a lot of books. We have had a lot of great people come in and donate books, and it's really been terrific.
Is it one of those things like has kind of become standard with your other book sales since moving into the annex just north of the library, where you clear out a whole lot of space and then all of a sudden, by some odd chance, you wind up with more than you even had once that book sale was done?
It always
very,
happens
very
that
true.
Way.
How does that happen?
Yes. Yeah. What's that all about?
Yeah.
People are very generous. They bring in their books. It's great. It really is. And it helps out the library. It's really a good deal.
Outstanding. You mentioned here kind of the lists of books that are available. Maybe you can focus a little bit here, Dee, on maybe some of like the other materials that are there. Maybe not books specifically, but some of the other materials or other items that will be available.
We have lots of DVDs. We have audiobooks. We have CDs. We have LPs. We have puzzles, which has started to become a trend. People have been bringing puzzles to us, and we put them out, and they sold. So we'll continue to put those out. I want to mention the biography section. It's just, there are so many good biographies there. It's amazing, and we've had to put them in the windows. We've run out of shelf space and that kind of thing. And it's always amazing, you know, we sell all these books, and then we think, oh, well, we have enough. You know, and sure enough, here come more books. So it's grateful to all of those who donate and grateful to all of those who sort those books.
All right. Any special days, bag sale days, Dee, we're looking at for this spring sale?
Of course. We have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be full price. Then Monday and Tuesday will be $10 a bag, anything you can get in the bag. And then Wednesday, from 9 to 1, it will be $5 a bag. And from 1 to 5, it'll be $2 a bag.
Okay. Gene, are you needing some volunteer help here in order to make the operations here over, you know, late next week into the early, the following week go smoothly?
I'm sure we do. Dee has got the list, and she always takes care of that. But I know if she doesn't get enough volunteers, I know where I'm going to be at.
Where would that be?
Yeah. And I can do it, too.
Slinging books. That's what he's going to be doing.
There you go.
Yeah. We can always use the help. We love to have volunteers in there, so it'll be great. Yeah.
Awesome. Dee, where do you need the volunteers at this point in time, at least for now?
Okay. I started with 80 slots, and now I have 24 slots left. Most of those happen to be on Tuesday and Wednesday. So if people have some free time, would like to come in. I also made a few two-hour shifts. Some people thought the three-hour shifts were kind of long. So there are some shifts. I have just a smattering of times on Saturday, a couple times Sunday afternoon. Monday's almost full. Tuesday is the one where I need the most. So you can give me a call or, and I'll be glad to sign you up. My number is 620-412-3452. And if I don't fill them up, Gene's right. He's going to pick the rest.
It's all Gene. Come on. Let's not put this all on Gene now.
You bet.
All right, Friends of the Library, spring book sale coming up April 5th through April the 10th. And of course, that's just adjacent to the Emporia Public Library. Well, Dee and Gene, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having us on.
Yeah. I do want to give a shout-out for the flash book sale. We made like $2,000 in 6 hours. So
wow. That's not a bad haul.
It was a pretty good day. So we're looking for great things at the sale, and I thank KVOE for the time.
Well, and I would assume then more flash book sales coming up down the road, I would anticipate after.
If we need books and we need space, if we need space for the books, we'll be working that in.
All righty. Thank you both. Have a good weekend. Dee Schwinn and Gene Garber. Graber happening with us here. A spring book sale beginning a week from today, Chuck.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun to cover that here next week. Want to let you know that the Newsmaker spots next week, we're down to one. That'll be coming up Wednesday as the opening right now. So if you want that spot for your event or activity, call KVOE 620-342-1400. And you can always email us, KVOE@KVOE.com.